Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I teach people how to make a bigger impact with their message using their voice. The voice is the most powerful tool you have if you know how to use it. Because when you know how to use your voice, you can control the conversation, which means you can control what people think and feel about you, or certainly feel about you, which helps you get the outcome you want, right? Now, I want you to come visit me over at CaptivateTheRoom.com because for a limited time, I'm taking in recordings. You can send me a recording and I will get right back to you and tell you what your voice barriers are. And if you go to CaptivateTheRoom.com, you'll see where to sign up for that. It tells you exactly what to do. Voice barriers are the deal breaker for you, friends. Sure, there's lots of voice things that might be getting in your way, but your voice barriers are the things that are your bulletproof glass that are keeping us from connecting with you, trusting you, believing in you, not doubting you, all of those things that are manifested when you hear, "Let me think about it," versus, "Here's my Visa number, write it down, sell me everything you've got. Get me on the list, get me on the mailing list, put me there now." Right? So send that over because I want to tell you what your voice barriers are. And I have the ability to do that. I can listen to your voice for just a couple of minutes and say, "Hey, what's up with the needing to prove?" Or, "Why are you asking my permission?" Or, "Why do you not trust yourself?" Whatever it is. And you know, that's what makes my work a little unique. My approach is different. And that's basically what I'm going to talk about today. I'm talking about the psychology of the voice and muscle memory today. A little bit different than I talked about it in episode 2. But I want to talk about it because it's where my work is really. Well, it's always here, but it's really been in the forefront lately, that with voice barriers, and I tell you why. I get a lot of comments. I get a lot of people that contact me, work with a lot of people, and they've tried some different things, and they haven't really, and this is no criticism. This is no criticism if they've worked with anyone else, because there's some amazing voice coaches out there, but something's just not stuck. Something's just not right. And so I want to talk about psychology of the voice in a little bit different way today. It's the core issue. It is the core issue. Your psychology of the voice, your voice story is the core issue. All right? I can have beautiful clothes. I can be gorgeous. I can be, you know, all these things that outwardly are attractive. I can drive a fancy car. But if I'm tortured inside, it's just not going to stick. And I'm going to keep needing to buy more and try more. And I'm not getting the results that I want, even though I have the Maserati and even though I have the Louis Vuitton handbag and all those things. I'm not getting the results that I want because I'm not happy. Right? Okay, so there's your example. Now let's put it in the perspective of your psychology of the voice and your voice story. I'm going to use an example first. I remember I was doing a live stream recently on voice technique for making a bigger impact in your live stream, which is it's one of the courses I offer, and it's such a great course. I love it. I may roll it out one more time this year. I bring in the work that I use with the television stars that I work with, and my own personal experiences having been a television actor for many, many years, and I combine it all with voice and stepping in your own voice power on camera so that you sound conversational and people can connect to you and you know how to use a script and all of that kind of stuff. But I was doing a live training on it, and one of the comments in the question in the comment box was, "Oh, so you're saying we need to warm up before we go live?" And I was teaching a specific exercise that I teach called the prequel. I don't know that I've done a podcast episode on conversational zone. I feel like I have. If not, I will. But I said, "No, that's different. Doing warm-ups warms up your voice, which is great. I'm not saying don't do voice warm-ups, but does that get you in the conversational zone? No. And what I need when you go live on your podcast or on camera or in your video course or on your YouTube video channel is, hey, everybody, how's it going? I'm in my conversational zone and we're at the kitchen table and today we're talking about voice barriers and, you know, Bob and Judy and Bill and everybody's coming over later. It's going to be great. Versus, hey, everybody, glad you're here. We're at the kitchen table and Bob and Judy and Bill and everybody's coming over later. You see the difference. This is the same kind of thing. You can work on voice elements. I've had a lot of people that have come to me from speech therapists and a lot of other things. And the work that they did was great, but there still was something missing. Something wasn't sticking. Something wasn't just right. And it's the core. The Maserati's in the garage. The handbag's there. You're looking great. You're, you know, doing great. Everything's looking great. But something's still not right inside. And that's what the psychology of the voice story is. Now, maybe everybody doesn't want a Maserati and a Louis Vuitton handbag. You get the point that I'm trying to make. I'm not saying that that means success. I'm not saying that at all. I'm trying to kind of make a point, which I hope I'm doing. The core is the psychology of the voice, what the experiences were and how they laid things in the muscle memory. And how that has to be changed permanently. I had a comment the other day, somebody, I don't remember who I was talking to, and they said, I'm going to send my cousin to you, or brother, or something. He gets on stage, and he's a speaker, and man, he's just like, boom, you know, on fire. In his personal life, he can't have a conversation with anybody. Well, he's on. So what we want to do is we want to get to the core of the story and lay something new in the muscle memory, because until you look at the core, it is in charge of the muscle memory. Until you lay something new into the muscle memory, you are going to draw from the top layer, right? And for many of my people, and you've heard me talk about this, they're so smart, they're very analytical. It's very frustrating. Why can't I think my way through this? Why can't I think my way through getting my voice out, not being monotone, sounding captivating? Because I hear it in my mind. And that's great. But you are going to deliver what is in that top layer of that muscle memory, no matter what you think. And that top layer is linked to your psychology of the voice story. I don't know. You know, I love Kathleen O'Keefe. You know, she comes on the show. I'm going to have her on the show again. She's a healer. And she just talks about me being a healer. Because you heal people's voice story, Tracy, is what she says to me. And it's true. That voice story is you weren't good enough. That voice story is you have to ask for permission. That voice story is why can't you act like your brother? That voice story is you're never going to amount to anything. That voice story is you've got five older sisters and you don't get a word in edgewise. That voice story is you were never wanted. why are you such a waste of human flesh? Now, see, that was my story. Well, I don't know if I've ever told you that, you know? But that was regular conversation. So, look, if I can, listen, I sound like this now. All I did was lay in a new layer of muscle memory, because my layer of muscle memory was don't speak, hold it in, never, ever express how you feel, or you're going to get lamb blasted, right? So all of that was put in the muscle memory. What we have to do is we have to lay in a new layer. Because even if you do the inner work, may, you know, and I'm not saying everybody's damaged, everybody's had this horrible life. That's not what I'm saying. You know, you've heard me talk about my client, Bill. I love, you know, loved Bill. Worked with Bill before we had all this social media. And, you know, you just have email then. And Bill emailed me. I was in New York. Of course, you know, I lived there for many years and wanted to sound more confident, be more, make a bigger impact. And great, I can help you, Bill. And we had conversations via email, but I'd never gotten on the phone with him or never met him, and met him in real life for our first session. And he walked in the door. You've heard me tell this story. Big guy, NFL football player size, big guy. And I'm not very big. You know, I look up at him. I reach out my hand. I said, "Hey, Bill, it's Tracy. So great to meet you." And he came back with, "It's really nice to meet you." And my first question to Bill was, "Do you have siblings, Bill?" And his answer was, "I have 6 older sisters." It's 5 or 6. I don't remember now, actually. Well, Bill didn't get a word in edgewise. He loved his sisters. He wasn't damaged. He didn't have, you know, he wasn't told to shut up. He, well, maybe he was, you know, 6 older sisters. I would imagine they probably thought of him as a bit annoying, right? That laid into his muscle memory. You got to just not say anything. And you got to, you're not going to be heard anyway. You might, you got to speak, just put it out there just so you know you did. And that was his top layer. But when we were done, we had laid in a new top layer that didn't sound anything like this. Really quiet. I worked with another woman in Texas. Very fast, very fast. She talked very fast. She was an actress and she talked very fast. She'd go very fast. And we're working on recalibrating her speed, laying something new, a new speed into the muscle memory. She went home for the weekend and she came back in our next session and she was just beside herself. She said, "Oh my gosh, I figured out the speed. I figured out this part of the voice story." And I said, "What is it?" She said, "I'm the middle of 5 girls." See, same kind of thing. Loved her sisters. No problem there. So it doesn't have to be negative. So when you hear me talk and you hear me talk about my story, yeah, I had a lot of negative dings. I really did. But, and so you're going, "Well, I was allowed to speak. I wasn't told I was stupid. I mean, surely I don't have a story." Oh, you've got a story, friend. Positive, negative. And somewhere along the way, you were told to be quiet. You were told you weren't good enough, whether in actions or words. And those are your dings. So when you're 30, when you're 40, when you're 50, when you're 60, you've laid that into your muscle memory. And it doesn't matter what you think. That's what your top layer is, and that's what you're going to draw from. You know, you've heard me say this too. It drives me nuts when people say, "Just remember to breathe." That's never going to happen. You will maybe do it one time, but when you get into your head, get into your content, get into your message, get into whatever you're doing, you're going to draw up what is laid into your muscle memory, which is hold your breath in. You may remember to breathe, but you've trained yourself not to let it out. Therefore, you're going really fast and you're not letting any air out and you're holding on to the air that you've got and you're having to go like this and you're having to go faster and you're straining and you get to the very end and your words start getting really stretched and really thin and then you have to stop and you take in a big breath, but then you never let it out again. So all of that was laid into the muscle memory from the psychology of your voice. Holding on to breath like that, that's brace mode. Who knows when you went into brace mode? But I can tell you this, I've never met anybody in my 25 plus years of teaching that didn't show up disconnected from their breath. Every one of them disconnected from their breath because they're holding it in because they're in brace mode. Now, you know, in my life, I probably went into brace mode when I was about 3. Maybe somebody else when they had that first exam in 3rd grade, or the bully in school in 5th grade, or whatever, and then college, and then jobs, and then traffic, and then work. When I work with people, and I tell them they have to, first step is catch yourself not breathing, and a lot of times I'll tell them, do it in traffic. Watch what you do in traffic. You're in brace mode. Well, I am. I live in Los Angeles. You got to be in brace mode in Los Angeles traffic, right? So you've laid all this into your muscle memory from your experiences. The voice is the most vulnerable tool you have because it's the orchestra of your heart. So you've been told to shut up. You've been done, you know, whatever. And that voice gets pulled down lower and lower and lower. And the result of that and what you lay into the muscle memory is what is keeping you from catapulting your business. Because in your mind, you got this. You've got the best copy. You've got the best business coach. You've got the best social media manager. You've got the best Facebook ads, and you're still not great. You're good, but you're not great. Or maybe for many people, they're not even good yet, and they don't know why. The number of grown men that have come to work with me that have said they can't finish a sentence before getting cut off breaks my heart. Talk about not feeling heard. So the story here is something got laid in, the voice got low, the voice got pulled back, the voice got held down, the voice is muttering, they started getting cut off, they started getting more dings, and it just escalates. And they don't know why. Because of what's laid into the muscle memory. That's why, because of your voice story. So we end up with stuff like the sound stuck in your throat, the sound stuck in your jaw, clenching your jaw, the sound going up through your nose, lots of hand movements, not breathing, having go-tos like loud or fast, trying to captivate the audience by going as fast as you can. I hear that all the time. I'll do an episode on it. Going really fast, because if I go really fast, I'll keep my audience with me, and I got to keep them with me, so I've got to go fast. Dude, that's the worst thing to do. So pushing, not, you know, going fast, going loud, trying to keep attention that way, having go-tos, having patterns. And then there's the voice barriers, where we hear what you really feel. We hear you asking for permission. We hear you doubting. We hear your anger. We hear your frustration. We hear your desperation. We hear your needing to prove. We hear all of that. And so the result is you're not getting back the response that you want from what you're putting out. Well, we have to change what you're putting out to get a different response back, and that's where your confidence comes from. I get emails constantly after I've worked, and even my testimonials, worked with people, and they say, oh my gosh, I never felt so confident in my life. You gave me confidence. No, I gave you a different product to put out because I tapped into a different layer of muscle memory. And so we lay in that new layer of muscle memory through technique, through exercises. We get it set, and then you make it your own. So you're not on, you have a new voice that is linked to something new. When you have new muscle memory to draw from, all that garbage of that psychology of the voice story is not linked to it, right? It's linked to the old layer of muscle memory where you held it down and you held it in and you worked in a monotone box. That's another thing that is a product of the psychology of the voice story. People come to me all the time. I'm not captivating. You're not captivating because you're working in a voice box, no pun intended, the size of a thimble. You're not making bold choices. You're controlling the use of variety. You're keeping it flat. You're keeping it safe. You're keeping it unnoticeable. Because somewhere in your voice story, that's what you were told to do. Stop being so loud. Stop being so bold. You need to act right. That's how you did it. Look at small children, most small children. Look at how they use their voice. Look at how they breathe. That's how we're designed to be. And that's what psychology of the voice and muscle memory work does, is it simply takes you back to where you started with a voice that is vulnerable and allows me the opportunity to connect with you. Most people I work with don't give me that chance. Not when they start. Because there's so many voice barriers and hold down and no flow and working in a box and I'm not letting you know how I feel. I'm in control because I am not letting you hurt me again. And, you know, so much of it is subconscious. You don't even know you're doing it. But you've put it in the muscle memory, and so that's what's going out. And this is what has created all of your problems. I'm not saying, and I will never say, you can't be successful if you don't do voice work. But I'm saying you sure can be more successful. If you can connect with people and make them feel something, which is what happens in the voice, if you can step into vulnerability, if you can step into confidence, if you can captivate the room through vocal variety, can you imagine what you could do, the lives you could change? And that's the difference. That's the difference in warming up. That's the difference in certain exercises and certain things to achieve certain goals. Is the voice story still there? Because that's what you've got to heal. And you've got to lay in a new voice full of good habits and great confidence. And that's the difference. So what is your psychology of the voice story? What do we hear? And can you identify why? Where did it come from? That's where we start. Now, you know, like I talk about when I say, send me your recording so I can hear your voice barriers, I can hear it and I can tell you what it is, which helps me to know exactly how to fix it. People say to me all the time, I don't believe you can do this work in a month. The reason I can is because of the type of work it is. I can hear exactly what the issue is and know exactly what layer of muscle memory I need to tap into to change it. And that's how it can happen so fast. A month, 2 months, 3 months max, if you do the work. You have to lay it in. I can't get in your face. I can't climb in your face, or I would. I'd climb in there and do it for you. But I can tell you exactly how we're going to lay in that new layer. And when you do, you have a new voice story. And so it's about changing the core. It's about going back to where the problem started and creating something different. So I want you to think about your psychology of the voice story and what you've laid in, what you want, what you perceive you're doing that you can't deliver, your connections, your ability to captivate, your ability to compel me to follow you, to take an action, to buy from you. How is that for you? If it's not the way you want it to be, then it might be time to look at your psychology of the voice story. And the best place to start is to see where the voice, what the voice barriers are. So make sure you send me your recording, because I'm only doing this for a short amount of time. All right? So that's it for today. I can't wait to hear your voice. If you have any thoughts, any questions, don't hesitate to reach out with them. I'd love to hear from you. And until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.